really weird that after a big win last night for the Cowboys, Jerry Jones did not talk to the media. He talks to the media win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, last night, in the night you'd think he'd talk the most, he did not get in front of the mics. So this will be the first that anybody has heard from Jerry. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager. Good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Good. Thank you. I sure do appreciate that. And I'm just pleased as well as happy that that we won that game. That was a good game, and I'm sorry I didn't talk to the media last night, but at least I'm doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why didn't you talk to the media?
Oh, I was in the restroom throwing up.
What happened? Are you under the weather?
If you call whiskey being under the weather, then yeah, sure. No, I was in the restroom, you know, kneeled over there over that toilet, and Gene was holding my hairpiece back.
No.
But I got better. I got better. I just had to sleep it off.
Yeah.
And finally got a chance to go back on DVR and see the game because I was blind drunk last night.
Oh, no.
Why were you doing that last night?
Just a little bit too much early celebrating.
Oh, when you got up big?
Oh, no. I was celebrating that the stripper claims were dismissed in court.
Still celebrating that, huh?
Still celebrating. Still on a victory lap on that one. But it was great to see that Jay Cutler out-Romo'd Romo last night by throwing that clutch interception.
Yeah, I guess you could say it like that.
You know, when you have a game like that one last night where one team is kind of having their way prison style with the other one,
mm-hmm.
It felt so good for a change to be the alpha male in charge instead of the team begging for the lube.
Gosh, what a horrible way to analyze a football game.
Very graphic.
I'm not exactly sure why we thought it was a good idea to let the Bears back in the game there at the end, but I went down there and had a talk with Jason about that, and he gave me an explanation that it made some sense, but it sure made me nervous.
What was that?
Oh, he was trying to help his fantasy team out. Apparently he had some Bears in there. He needed to get some stats on and everything.
Well, that shouldn't be a priority.
I know. Believe me, it makes me nervous. But these young kids and their fantasy teams, I don't understand it.
Yeah, fantasy football's big now.
It is big. And I tell you what, that Jason, he sure looks better than that Bears coach, that Mark Trestman.
Mm-hmm.
That Bears coach, he looks like he'd be more comfortable watching porn in a broom closet or trying to steal credit card numbers on the internet or something. Something looks weird about him.
Yeah, he doesn't fit the stereotype of the coach, does he?
He doesn't. But I don't know if anyone noticed, but Josh Brent returned.
Yeah, barely noticed, yeah.
And to all those people that were bagging on me and Steven, saying we shouldn't let him return, he came in the game and he played sober through most of the night.
Most.
So we were pretty happy with that. Yeah, he has a special breathalyzer built into his face mask. So he has to blow into it before every play to determine if he's sober enough to get in.
Okay. I hadn't heard about that.
And I just want to congratulate our undersized blonde Wes Welker starter kid, that number 11.
Mm-hmm. Cole Beasley.
Oh, he has a name. I just thought it was number 11. But he had a good game last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd been dropping balls like he was hitting puberty the last few games, but last night he really showed us something.
Yeah, sure enough.
And I don't know if this is just a return to kind of bounty bowl kind of traditions, but before the game, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a secret, all right?
Mm.
I went up to Barry Church, and I told him to sweep the leg there on Brandon Marshall.
Uh-oh, that's going to get you in big trouble.
Real kind of Karate Kid, Cobra Kai moment. Sweep the leg.
Well, you sent him to the hospital.
Yeah, but I paid for his medical bills.
Oh, okay. Man.
That's how you get out of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like trouble.
Hey, you just see Steven suck in his stomach.
Yeah, the camera caught that, and everybody had a good time with it.
Boy, I love that so much, because he and I battle about that all the time. He's always making fun of me because of the hairpiece. My hairpiece.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always, you know, poking at him for being a little doughy.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, he's more doughy in the bakery, in my opinion. But I've always told him, I said, Stephen, you can't eat 2 dozen donuts as an appetizer to your cheese fries and it not catch up to you. So he sucked it in there and everything. Believe me, I'll be posting that on my Vine account here pretty soon.
You have a Vine account.
Yeah, and I predict that Stephen will be Rob Ryan proportions before this decade's out. And, hey, Cowboy fans, good news is, what?
No. Nobody knows.
The good news is the only 8-8 this year is going to be on the back of Dez's jersey. Suck on that tailpipe.
All right, we'll see you. Very happy Jerry Jones there.